Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, presented by ProTrans here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars obviously have just landed in Nashville. It's a cold, gray day. But the Jaguars have some good news. Their football team has gotten healthier, at least at wide receiver.
Well, I mean, I think having Cecil Shorts and everybody available is going to allow them to kind of pick and choose what they want to do as far as packages to each individual player. Now, I'm not totally confident that everybody's going to be available for the entire game. That's a little bit different. You know, Cecil with that hamstring, I think they're going to be cautious with him. But it's good that you're getting healthy to have a quarterback to have all of his weapons.
Now, big story this week in Jacksonville was the running game. Toby Gerhardt will not play today, or tomorrow, I should say. Sounds like Storm Johnson's going to get a lot of opportunity.
Well, I think he's deserved. He deserves the opportunity. Last week he showed pretty well. Averaged, you know, what, 6.5 yards a carry plus. Toby Gerhardt has been ineffective so far. And I wonder if that's because of his health. You know, he's got the foot injury that's kind of lingered on since that injury that he sustained against the Philadelphia Eagles. He needs a break because he's not himself. I mean, the Toby Gerhardt we've come to know in Minnesota the last couple years we haven't seen yet.
All right, Jeff, the Jags defense, which played well last week, gets an interesting twist in Nashville here as Charlie Whitehurst is likely the starting quarterback.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that may help the Titans. You know, I'm not a big fan of Jake Locker. I think the one thing that he does give them is the X factor as far as the ability to run the football. But Charlie Whitehurst throws the deep ball. He's experienced. He doesn't have a lot of career starts, but he's got a lot of experience around the National Football League. He knows the system very well with Ken Whisenhunt that he brought from San Diego. So I think that helps the Titans somewhat. And also a lot of debates kind of happened about the running back position with Sean Green having a hamstring. They have a rookie who has been more effective than Sean Green. So I think the Titans may be in a better place. If you think that you're getting the Titans weakened up, I don't think that's the case.
All right, Jaguars and Titans tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining us for On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. We'll see you throughout the rest of the weekend here on Jaguars.com.